The Israeli Navy has intercepted a flotilla of vessels trying to get to Gaza. The boats had traveled for weeks in the Mediterranean, drawing attention to the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Israel had warned them to turn back and vowed they would not break the naval blockade. Paul Hunter has the latest from Jerusalem. Paul, what do we know?
Susan, I'll say off the top, we don't know an awful lot of details with certainty because what's been happening is out in the Mediterranean in the dark of night and obviously not in front of news cameras or reporters. And though some of the various boats have been live streaming, verifying precisely what is complicated. So with those caveats, here's what can be said. A number of the boats, and there are about 40 or 50 of them in total, are now said to have been boarded by Israeli authorities. Early word was that people were being arrested and taken to a port in Israel, it seemed, without incident. But later came the suggestion from the flotilla that the Israeli Navy was using, quote, active aggression, that water cannon was being used, and even that at least one boat in the flotilla had been rammed, though no reports of any injuries. Again, impossible to verify at this point. Bottom line, an interception is underway. The boats are all part of this international flotilla, carrying opponents to the war in Gaza, some of them high-profile opponents, with aid meant for Gazans. So the aid, in truth, is merely symbolic. The point here is to try to break the Israeli naval blockade of Gaza and open a humanitarian corridor.